Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Michael Collins of Journey to Success Radio. I am the author of Ushering in the Golden Age, Elevate Your Consciousness. And today, my guest is Johanna Sophia, who just started the company Johanna's Raw Food. So we're going to be discussing raw food, her company, and what she offers you and the products and what they can do for you. So Johanna, say hello to the audience.
Hi, everybody. It's Johanna, and I'm really thrilled to be here because of the work that Michael does, and his book is just awesome. You should look into it. Well, do you want me to introduce myself?
Yes, introduce yourself and let people know a little bit about your background.
Well,
in raw foods.
Yeah, I'm going to cut to the chase. I am a raw foodist for 10 and a half years now and have become quite a chef, and out of that, being a raw food chef, developed a product line called Johanna's Raw Foods, and it is currently in about 100 stores on the Upper East Coast, in health food stores mainly. Yeah, it's all very exciting and growing by leaps and bounds, but at the same time, wanting all your feedback. So check out johannasrawfoods.com if you want to find out more about that.
And Johanna, how did you get started in raw foods? You said you've been a raw foodist for about 10 and a half years. What led your interest in, and led you down the path of raw foods?
I had kind of always known, or from an early age, that you could heal a lot of conditions with juice diets. I had come across the Breuth juice diet in my late teens and kept that always in the back of my mind, that that was something to cure cancer with or to self-heal from so many problems. So it was there in the back of my mind, but it took decades and it took a mini stroke to be my wake-up call to actually switch to raw food. And and then including all the awesome flavors that I so liked into that was another slow development into that diet. And it's done very well.
And yes. For people who don't know what raw food is, what would you describe the raw food diet as?
Well, again, just a little slogan, everything you can prepare in the dead, you can also prepare in the live. So if you have a dish, for example, there's a favorite dish of mine called Heaven and Earth, which is a German dish, my background, and it involves mashed potatoes, blood sausage, applesauce, and onion rings. I have recreated this entire dish in the raw, where every single ingredient is raw, and it tastes wonderful. Of course, the sausage is not made out of animal blood, but it is made out of beet juice and tomatoes and nuts and vegetables and spices. And the mashed potatoes are made out of cauliflower and cashews and avocados and sweet potatoes. And again, of course, spices and so forth. So everything can be created in the raw. And to me, eating raw is not a deprivation of any kind. It's an incredible enhancement of the joy of food and the flavors and the textures.
Okay, and by raw food, do you mean vegan? There's no dairy in raw food, right?
Well, not in my raw food. There are people who are, as you well know, who have decided on a raw food diet that includes some raw dried meats and some eggs and some raw dairy, but that is not my choice. My choice as being raw vegan, and that automatically means it's gluten-free, that automatically means it's animal-friendly and it's peace-promoting and all those things that I also second as my path.
Okay. And at your Hannah's Raw Food, what are the main raw food dishes that you prepare and sell in stores now?
Oh, yeah, these are now grab-and-go, ready-to-eat little packages that come, 4 items come frozen and 3 items come what we call shelf-stable, dried, dehydrated. And let me just give you a quick rundown what they are. The 4 frozen products are kale and parsley pesto, cashew dream cheese, blueberry chocolate mousse, and coconut truffles. And the 3 dehydrated dry goods are carrot crackers, our super seller, and veggie burger bites, getting close to being the second super seller, and the third one being ginger brownies, currently still called spice cookies, but ginger brownies describes them better. So, yeah, and you can grab these little packages in your health food store or request that they'll be ordered and open them up and eat them at your lunch or combine them with your dinner or eat them as a snack on the road. So they're very accessible, very general flavors with always a little spice, a little kick to them that people who have never ever eaten anything called raw other than an apple and a carrot maybe will like. So they're not difficult to in terms of their flavors for the general American palate.
Okay. Johanna, you wanted to title your program Raw Food Goes Mainstream. What does that mean to you?
Yes. Raw Food Goes Mainstream. My investors and people who are working with me and my distributors are of the opinion with me that these little packages, these products have a chance of going mainstream, i.e. ending up in supermarkets and in cafeterias and airports, et cetera, because they are so accessible and they are organic, they're gluten-free, they are dairy-free, they're vegan, and they're very, very flavorful and very satisfying. And because they're little packages that can be purchased and stuck in your bag without making a mess or going bad, they have that, what it takes, we believe, to go mainstream so that anybody can try a kale and parsley pesto or a ginger brownie that's like an energy bar, but it's just so much better because it's raw and because it's organic. That's the idea, and we believe that the time is ripe, and from the sales that we've achieved, we went from being in 3 stores to 100 stores in 6 months, and that's been quite, quite awe-inspiring for many people, for myself certainly. I'm still bewildered a little bit how that all went. So that's why we think this can be a product, a little bit like kale chips have also promoted raw food, but they've kind of stayed there as a snack. And what we're offering is a little bit broader. You can make a whole meal out of what we have. So instead of going to get your Big Mac, you can go and get your crackers and kale pesto, and you will have as many calories and protein and all the nutrients, in fact, many, many more, of course, of the good phytonutrients and enzymes and so forth, in that purchase and combining that for your lunch.
Sounds great. So, you know, in speaking to you and just hearing you speak, with raw food, we know what it does, the health benefits, but can you talk a little bit about what it does for people's consciousness also?
Yeah, I think that when people start realizing that our body is a big biochemical live apparatus or machine, if you want to look at it from a technical point of view, and this big machine needs the best possible fuels, we have come to realize more and more that those best possible fuels are those vitamins, are those, that's been going on for a while, are those juices we've come to realize, because those are freshly prepared and carry all the minerals that we need to run this self-healing machine that the human body really is in a very effective manner. And when I lecture, I sometimes point out that there is a great logic to leaving things raw rather than killing them, i.e. heating them, turning them into dead food as opposed to keeping them alive. And that is simply that life on planet Earth only happens below 120 degrees Fahrenheit. There are no creatures, at least not of any size, that would be visible, that can live in temperatures above that, nor any plants. So even in a cactus in the desert, the interior juice of that cactus will be below 120 degrees. That is the live, so life happens, that's the life temperature. Life happens below 120 degrees. And we can freeze things and bring them back to life after freezing, but we cannot boil things and bring them back to life after boiling. So that to me means that a thinking mind can come to the realization that infusing our body, this wonderful live machine, with live, cold, if you will, but it's not really 110 degrees, it's not cold, it's very warm, but it's pleasantly warm, foods that carry that life force into our body makes a lot of sense for reproducing healthy cells. And what is aging and sickness other than cells not reproducing properly, not reproducing healthy other cells? We call that cancer, we call that inflammation, we call that all sorts of names of diseases, but one of the definitions could be or is that our body has not the capacity anymore to reproduce healthy cells. Our body rejuvenates itself every day. In 7 years, we have an entirely new body where every cell is completely renewed, but if this reproduction deteriorates and unhealthy cells are reproduced because we don't enter the right fuel into the mix, then we deteriorate and disease happens, and of course the aging process is enhanced rather than stayed, so that we could call it, instead of aging, we could just call it maturing and have a wonderful, healthy, sane high age. So that's what I'm striving for.
Okay. Hello, Joanna. We have somebody calling in. And the call-in number is 718-766-4453. I'm going to go to the caller right now and ask them their question.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
This is Michael Collins of Journey to Success Radio. How are you?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question for Johanna?
Well, I really didn't have a question so much as an observation that I would like to share from my perspective as being a raw vegan. How are you doing, Johanna?
Hi, I'm doing very well.
This is
and
Ken.
What is your name? What is your
Ken.
Name?
Ken.
Okay.
Hi, Ken.
How are you, Johanna?
I am very well, and I'm glad to hear you.
Well, I'm glad to hear you on the radio, too. This is wonderful. I mean, you know, I've kind of followed this success story as it's unfolded. And now that the idea that your products are in over 100 stores, it's absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, it's only been a short period of time that you started this, you know. And I know it requires a lot of energy and a lot of work, but I'm truly amazed at what has occurred in just that short span of time. So it's a wonderful thing. But
so now,
go ahead.
I was going to say, Ken, you have also experienced my more gourmet side of food preparation. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. I've had the privilege and the honor of attending some of your raw food dinners. It is amazing that in upstate New York, removed, you know, 3 hours from the major city, the Big Apple, that you can find a raw vegan meal in this area. And I know that once a month, usually the first Thursday of the month, you put on you put on a raw food feast at a restaurant here in Boston Spa, New York, called 50 South. I think I've been to 5 or 6 of them, and everyone has been absolutely fabulous. For people who might think that, oh, wow, what do you do with raw food? What can you possibly, how can that, you know, it may be able to sustain you, but where's the taste? Where's the variety? And I would say to them, make sure that you attend a raw food dinner or find a raw food restaurant to go to. The idea that you can sit down and have these wonderful, wonderful flavors that have been combined together, put into a food processor, and sometimes dehydrated at less than the temperature we were just speaking about, you were speaking about, and the taste sensations that it creates. You know, the soups, the salads, the what meat eaters call burgers, the meat taste, it's just absolutely fabulous. And the desserts are out of this world. I mean, it is really, really good. So, yes. But what I wanted to talk about a little bit was, I think the topic you were just speaking before that was Michael had asked you, how the raw food helps to raise your consciousness awareness. And for me, and this is only for me, I'll say this personally, it may not be for everybody, but before I became a raw food vegan, you know, I always thought to myself as I'm kind to other creatures on the earth, I'm very nice to them and everything. But when it came time to sit down at the table and put food into my mouth, I don't know if I subconsciously blocked it or if I just didn't want to think about where this food was coming from. And I do believe that once one does become a raw vegan, or even a vegan for that matter, and starts looking at other creatures and realizing that, you know, that all life on earth has prana, it has energy, you know. But whereas living creatures, cows, sheep, horses, you know, dogs, us, we are also sentient human beings. We have feelings. We all have feelings, you know. And the idea that no sentient being wants to be tortured or murdered really begins to hit home, and it begins to resonate with you. And when you start to have these type feelings that, wow, how could I ever torture or do this to an animal, you begin to realize that, you know, things where people torture people or things where people do unkind things to people, it really does start to boost your consciousness to a higher level, realizing that these things aren't necessary in life, that they're counterproductive to life, you know. And that's the point I'd like to stress here. You know, I mean, I really believe that my being a raw vegan has raised my consciousness awareness, you know. I think it has a lot to do with it. So that's my little spiel.
Thank you so much for going there and for mentioning that. Yes, I absolutely believe that via food we can enter into a sense of co-responsibility for peace on earth. And that sounds very, very grand, but I really do believe that this is one way of entering into a higher consciousness, what it means, what it takes to create a more peaceful environment, a more peaceful world. Because exactly what we do to other mammals, we do to other humans as well, of course. That's why we still have wars and a lot of aggression. I totally second that. And I'm just also seeing that the consciousness as concerns our own bodily well-being is raised when we become aware of what we put into our body and what it does. And it will automatically do something to our brain, namely make it function a little better. Sorry, that's
not. Well, Johanna, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. How do you believe raw food helps an individual increase the amount of love that that person has in their heart and is then able to give out? Because we're talking about a highest consciousness, higher consciousness. So in the end, we're really talking about love. So how how do you feel that raw food would help you bring more love into the world?
I use slightly different terminology. I feel that what you call love is also the sense of the co-responsibility for others. You can only feel co-responsible and care and look after others and accept their looking after you with love, of course. The notion of love is inherent in that. However, being co-responsible goes one step further, that you don't just feel that you're being emotional, but you're also being active. Co-responsibility to me feels more like I'm living the love and implementing it in everything I do with my co-workers, with my family, with everyday life, with the man at the toll booth.
I second that. And I think the question has already been answered in what we were just talking about, Joanne. I think that, you know, to me, love is nothing more than happiness. It is, you know, it's the ultimate expression of happiness. All love is happiness, you know. And by being, Michael asked, you know, being a raw vegan, how do we bring love into the world? And I think what we were saying, the idea that, you know, all creatures are sentient beings. They don't want to be tortured. They don't. So now, let's take that one step further. You know, I'm a raw vegan. I'm not going to eat another animal. You know, I look at another animal. I see that they have feelings. I see that they have emotions. Now, if you want to sit there and tell me that a carnivore, you know, a man who is not really a carnivore by nature, he's trained himself to be a carnivore. I've never seen a man with teeth and claws run down an animal and rip it to shreds and eat it, you know. It's usually served up on the... Yeah, it's usually served up on a table to them. But I would be willing to bet everything I own that if you took an individual who is a meat eater, okay, and served him his dinner surrounded by cows standing around him, put him in the middle of the pen yard, and let him start eating his steak dinner with all these cows surrounding him, I don't think he's going to feel happiness. I don't think there's any worry in the world he's going to feel happiness when he's face to face. Absolutely, you know, forced to face that type of situation. I don't see it happening, you know. I think love is happiness, and I think that being a raw, you know, a raw vegan really helps to bring you to that level. I think it does help an awful lot. So, but that's my two cents, and I'm going to butt out. It's wonderful talking to you, and I look forward to seeing you on the 10th of October at the 50 South Restaurant.
I think it's the 8th, Thursday the 8th.
The 8th? October
is Thursday. No, you're right, Thursday the 10th.
Yes. So I look forward to a wonderful meal, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, it will be a Halloween theme, and it will be fun in addition to awesome flavors. And I just made up some of the recipes, actually, this morning. So it will include a super chocolate cake with a chocolate fudge, purple chocolate fudge sauce on top of it. So it will be
you had me at the word chocolate.
Indulgent. All right. Thanks for joining us, Ken.
Yep, take care.
You too.
All right, thank you. So, Johanna, why don't you give out your information where people can contact you, find out more about Johanna's raw foods, and find out more about the events that you're doing. So why don't you give them, if you feel free to give them a number, give them the website,
right. Mm-hmm.
Email address.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Even though our food is in 100 stores, I still receive personal phone calls and emails. So you can email me at johanna@johannasrawfoods. And let me repeat that and listen to the S's in there. johanna@johannasrawfoods.com. And my phone number and also company phone number is 518-795-5030. Again, I repeat, 518-795-5030. And I look forward to your responses and your criticism or comments to this radio show. And, Michael, there's so much more I have on my mind and your mind, so let's proceed.
Okay, and this is Michael Collins with Journey to Success Radio. I'm speaking with Johanna Sophia, who is the owner of Johanna's Raw Food. So we're going to continue with the conversation. If anybody else would like to call in, the call-in number is 718-766-4453. And so let's continue, Johanna.
Yes.
You know, we were talking about, before we had the caller, about raw food going mainstream. And
yes.
So what is your vision for raw food? Do you see more people becoming aware of raw food, more people becoming... seeing more of the necessity of raw food in leading a healthy whole life?
Yes, I think we're going there. Of course, we're not all going there head over heels like some of us 100% raw fooders, like Ken also, who just called in. And I do not wish to promote that you have to do either or. One of my subtitles for Johanna's Raw Foods is delicious raw additions to any diet. Any diet will benefit from these raw additions or from any raw additions because every little bit of raw food we put into our body will help heal a little bit of whatever damage we have done, mostly with lifestyle choices. So I promote, and that's why I believe that going mainstream is a good idea, even though some may say that the product quality may be lessened because, you know, we have a lot of transportation and we have mass production and all those kind of things when we go mainstream. However, just as organic and the concept of organic has grown from a 0.01 percentile to a solid, I think it's now 4% of all groceries and growing by leaps and bounds, so will raw food and the concept of organic raw food enter the mainstream slowly. And yes, there may be some quality degradations in some ways, but it will still help to elevate the general consciousness to that level of recognizing that it's a good idea to eat organic, or it's a good idea to eat fresh, to eat raw. That's how I see that. So I would like to go with that notion of going mainstream, because we don't want to be just an elitist product. We do want to raise as many people as possible to the awareness that they can help themselves, heal themselves with better nutrition. So that's my approach.
And I think what you're doing is being an example to people. And when you become an example to people, that probably sends the loudest message, because people are going to make their own choices for themselves and come around. You know, they may have all the information. They may know all the benefits of raw food, but they still make their own choices. So I think that the fact that you're an example to this, and that you and your lifestyle have now taken this into a company and into an entrepreneurial position, really speaks volumes for you.
Well, thank you. It's a struggle, you know. It's like moving boulders out of the way every day to actually succeed in this really tough world of business. And we still don't quite know whether we will succeed. And anybody and everybody who's out there who might be interested in co-funding the next level of production will be a larger production plant, you know, producing tens of thousands of product per week as opposed to thousands, or then hundreds of thousands, can also connect with me. And anybody who knows people who like to fund growing businesses and maybe get a little share of equity in it may also go to Johanna at Johanna's Raw Foods, or write to Johanna at Johanna's Raw Foods, and I will connect, and my marketing team will connect with you. So it all sounds great, but it's also still very, very fragile. So the more people support this notion by buying the products, by connecting with us, by writing about us or talking about us, the better, the more survival chances we have in this really harsh world of food business, because the food business is very, very tough to break into. Hundreds of products are created every month, and are trying to find their way into the market, and only very few succeed. Now, we have been told hundreds of times that we have all the assets to be one of those, but yeah, that's just to say, you know, we can use all the help we can get.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, anybody out there who is in a position to help and who wants to help people change their lifestyles, get in contact with Johanna and find out about, you know, her business model and how she's trying to change the lifestyle and eating lifestyles of people within this country and around the world. And there's, you know, so many important issues, and raw organic is so important because so much of the food these days is genetically modified. We don't know what's being put into the food.
Yes.
So when you have a company that's actually putting out live, wholesome foods, it's a plus for everybody because, you know, one of the things with raw food is the prep time. And so to be able to go in and really pick up the product and be able to put together a meal is really a great benefit, and we thank you for that service.
That's exactly what we're hoping to do, to help people to not have the excuse or have the hindrance of getting healthier food, that is that idea that, oh, we have to spend an hour in the kitchen and prepare and cut and mix and sprout and all that stuff. It's done for you. So when you don't have the time, you can grab and go. And that's the concept for Johannes Rau Foods at the moment. Of course, we also teach how to prepare in your own kitchen, and that's another service that Johannes Rau Foods provides and that I personally still provide. You can get a consulting or raw food teaching session for only $80 plus travel, depending a little bit on where you are. And I will come into your kitchen and work with what you like best in terms of foods and what you feel you could make in your kitchen with the instruments that you have. And it always turns out great fun, these sessions. So that's another item that you can ask for. And I promised on my newsletter that I will give one free session. And if you are the first to write in and ask for a session to Johanna at johannasrawfoods.com, the first person to write in and ask for that session will get that session for free. All right. Give it a try. I look forward to doing that service as well. I wanted to, Michael, if we still have the time, give a couple of little stories to tell our listeners how the food integrates into our lives and what the results can be, according to other stories. Do we still have time
for
that?
We still have time.
Right.
So,
well,
go ahead.
One of the closest to me, of course, stories is that of my own children, who are now 18 and 19 and a half, and who in their entire life have never been to a hospital and have never had to take a single antibiotic, have never had to take any allopathic medicine ever, and have never been to a dentist. And that, even though I did not raise them all raw, but I raised them vegan. And they stand here today, and whenever they have a cold or a headache or a sprain or something like that, or worse, chicken pox, when they know, okay, we're going to have to go raw for a couple of weeks and then we'll be fine again. So that too is an approach that tells me I have the evidence right in front of my face, you know, that it works. And that in spite
right.
of the fact that when I was a child, I had plenty of cavities, and I had to walk myself to the dentist at age 8 and 9 and 10 and have that drill at the time, you know, that was without water. It was really quite harrowing. All those experiences my children never had to have. They never had to have ear infections, pneumonias, throat infections, etc. So that just tells you right out of my life. And there are many such stories that we can turn to. But, yeah, that's a very good one.
Right. Do you have any more stories you'd like to tell?
Of course, I'm blanking now because I thought I had so many. A little later when I come to them, ask me.
Well, let's just talk about what does a raw food diet, because I think people really want to know, what does a raw food diet consist of? You know, we know raw food can start with salads, and we know the importance of having a salad with each meal as far as cutting down on disease and everything of that nature. I forgot the exact statistics, but I know that eating a salad balances a lot of the the harm from meat and different cooked products. Just as I know that having 7 to 15 walnuts cuts down on heart disease by about 70%. So
and
there
that's
are things
because
in
walnuts
nature.
Contain those wonderful omega-3s, essential fatty acids, that are so, so important for healthy cell reproduction that I talked about in the beginning of our conversation. The cell reproduction needs both essential fatty acids and enzymes. And if we don't have either because we've killed them all off by cooking and heating, because essential fatty acids also deteriorate above 120 degrees and therefore are no longer beneficial but turn into their own adversaries, which is an interesting fact that I learned a long, long time ago, long before I was raw, from an author who wrote a book called Super Immunity for Kids. And he described the benefits of essential fatty acids in that book in great detail. So, yeah, both essential fatty acids and enzymes are very, very essential for keeping us healthy and can only be had in raw foods. Our own stack of enzymes, for example, runs out, and we then have to add enzymatic medical compounds in terms of pills because our pancreas doesn't produce or hold enough enzymes to digest food. So, yes, eating a salad is a good start. However, there are so many wonderful foods that are of benefit in the raw. Let's just go for a minute to sprouts. Sprouted sunflower seeds, sprouted mung beans, slightly sprouted flax, sprouted lots and lots of little seeds, and grains for some. I don't do much sprouted grains, but some people do very well on sprouted grains because even people who are gluten sensitive will do fine on sprouted wheat when the sprouts are significantly grown because the actual grain changes into a live plant when sprouted. It becomes a different item and the gluten disappears. So, all the sprouts add the highest concentration of proteins to a raw food diet, and green leafy vegetables cannot just be eaten in salads. They can also be eaten in green smoothies. Here's a very simple, wonderful recipe for a green smoothie that everybody can find in their house. A couple of big leaves of kale or collard greens or a bunch of spinach, plus two bananas and an orange, and add a quart of water, and you'll have a very simple but awesomely fresh and wonderful tasting smoothie. And it's so simple. It doesn't need any powders or additions or expensive goji berries or something. Yes, they're wonderful, but you don't have to have them. We have plenty of simple foods that we can put together and have great tasting items. So talking about what degree of raw food one has to have to get better, it's really almost like on a sliding scale. Every little bit helps. Every little bit more helps a little bit more. And if you want to try a 95% raw diet, I think 100% is sometimes a little exaggerated because there will always be some elements that are not quite alive in our foods. But it's perfectly fine to have a 95% raw diet. You'll get all the benefits from all the raw foods. How does it work? Yeah, go ahead.
Just going to make the comment, sounds like you have a cookbook within you. Sounds like there's a lot of this information could be put in a book that would be very beneficial to people.
Yes. And I do have a book called Raw Foods Are Awesome. And it just has never gone to print yet because I'm so busy making food for people that I don't get to doing that. Yeah, absolutely. You're so right.
Well, I think you should put that on your priority list because I think it would be very beneficial to people from hearing our conversation. Do you want to talk a little bit about what they talk about, superfoods, and also, you know, the power of the avocado?
Definitely. Superfoods. All plants that grow as wild as possible naturally in our backyards, woods, forests, and in our oceans are by nature superfoods. And yes, some have more concentrated certain vitamins and minerals than others, like raw cacao is a superfood because it contains the highest amounts of antioxidants and magnesium and iron and so forth. But if I walk into my backyard in the morning, I pick dandelion greens, and they are perfectly wonderful superfoods, very high in iron, very high in proteins. And, of course, what you get when you pick a green leaf fresh, you get what is called photons. You get that sunlight that has been transformed into chlorophyll in the plant. You get that fresh and actually infuse sunlight into your body if you eat that freshly picked. If you leave green leaves too long lying around in packages in supermarkets, they lose those photons successively. They will still contain all the other elements that we were talking about, but yeah, and what renders something a superfood is that density of nutrients that is higher than in other plants. But again, the more, I suppose, we cultivate plants, the more they lose that density, that power. But I'm not so sure that we only should be eating densely nutritious foods. We should probably also eat watermelon and watery foods that are just wonderful because they're fresh and flush our body with not high density nutrients. So while I sometimes need a superfood infusion when I need extra energy and will take a superfood green concentrate and add it to my smoothie, I for the most part feel I don't need these concentrated superfoods because I have, as much as I can, always some direct food in my yard or wherever I am. It's almost like you can walk anywhere outside and find dandelions or nettles or other little green leaves, wood sorrel, something like that, you know, to add, or just put in your mouth and chew. Those are the most valuable superfoods that I can think of, or a crab apple from a tree and chew on it. So I'm not very much a superfood promoter. I'm a lifestyle promoter.
Right. And what would you say about avocados to the diet?
Oh, yeah. Well, I happened to become familiar and fall in love with avocados because I had a huge avocado tree in my backyard when I lived in Zimbabwe in Africa. And I lived there from 1981 through 1985. And for the entire avocado season, which is about 3-4 months long, I would eat nothing but avocados and some cucumbers from the backyard or some carrots or something like that. But avocados were my main meal. And I felt so comforted and soothed and wonderful on these avocados. At the time, I was running a dance, drama, and fitness studio, my own school called Stage Studio in Harare in Zimbabwe. So that sustained me beautifully. And I didn't even know at the time of the the values of raw avocados. So, yes, I would sing the praises for avocado any day. And that's my story with that.
Okay.
I love
well, we're coming down
avocado treats. Yes.
We're coming down to our last 10 minutes. So, again, if anybody else wants to call in, the number is 718-766-4453. And, Johanna, why don't you give out your information one more time so people will know how to contact you?
Yeah, I am Johanna Sophia, and my last name is actually Sophia, and I'm by profession actually a professor of film and a Waldorf teacher and a language translator and all those other things. But my focus for these last 10 and a half years has been on creating raw foods that are so wonderfully tasting that anybody and everybody finds them delicious and can add them to their diet without feeling that they're being weird. And my new product line is Johanna's Raw Foods, foods as in plural. And it can be found at johannasrawfoods.com. My email address is johanna@johannasrawfoods.com. And my company phone number is 518-795-5030. And you can reach me there. And I'll repeat email and phone number, johanna@johannasrawfoods.com, 518-795-5030. And I look forward to receiving your responses and comments. So even if you don't want to make a big lifestyle change, start adding a little bit of foods to your diet that you feel are easy to digest, easy handleable. And I'll give you a little rundown of the products again that Johanna's Raw Foods produces. They are carrot crackers, veggie burger bites, think kale chips one up, and lots of different vegetables crunched together with hazelnuts and sunflower seeds and spices. It's a little bit spicy. Into little crunchy bites that you can throw into your salad or pop into your mouth while driving. Then we have spice cookies that are soon going to be renamed ginger brownies. That's really the flavor. And then we have four frozen products, kale and parsley pesto, cream cheese made out of cashews called cashew cream cheese, and blueberry chocolate mousse, a delicious little dessert or fudge on your ice cream or actually digestive aid. It's made with dried fruits and fresh fruits and cashew nuts, and last but not least, chocolate truffles. So those are the products, and many more to come in the future. So keep looking for what's in there. And if your health food store doesn't yet carry Johanna's Raw Foods, go in there and ask for it. Go in there and ask them to order it from their distributors.
Johanna,
they can find
do you have
it.
A list
yeah.
Do you have a list of, on your website of the stores that are currently carrying your products?
Yes, we do. However, it is very, very incomplete because we have grown so much. The 100 stores, the 100 and some stores that we're in now are not all there. And yes, it needs updating. Yeah, but there are quite a few are listed, but by far not. I just yesterday got a list from one of my distributors of all the stores that we're in. When we're reaching from Vermont to Virginia, including Pennsylvania and New Jersey, D.C., and North Virginia. It's important, nevertheless, that if you don't find it in your store, that you go and ask for it. so that the store can become aware and look for it in their, among their distributors.
Right. And you've given out your number, so if you're looking for Johanna's products and you don't find it, or you want to know if it's in your local area, why not shoot Johanna an email or give her a call? And this way you can either suggest a store or you can hopefully find it in a store near you. We're down to our about our last 5 minutes. So, Johanna, anything else you would like to say about raw food, your business, entrepreneurship, and about what you're doing to give the listeners an idea of anything else you're doing, any lectures, presentations outside of your area?
I do these 4-course gourmet raw dinners in 2 restaurants in 50 South in Boston Spa, and in the restaurant Empire House in Gilbertsville, New York, also upstate New York. But I also do in-house training. I normally lecture actually my next lecture is coming up at the Vegetarian Expo in Albany, which is taking place, I believe, in November. And I'm doing lectures and demos there. And I can be called to do lectures, in-house teachings, and or panel discussions at my number is 518-795-5030. Johanna at Johanna's Raw Foods is the email. And I'm very, very happy doing those kinds of teachings and lecturing, because the communication of what we're doing is so important. And you will find that it doesn't have to be drudgery. It's fun and it's full of laughter when we do workshops, and you know that. And it's very, even just going through the process of learning a healthier way of preparing food will make you feel so much better. So all of that can be had, and it's not something that deprives you of good food. To the contrary, it should add a huge amount of wonderful flavors and dishes to your life that will make you feel more alive and will truly begin the healing process and carry through the healing process if you can carry through. That, it's fun. It's happiness, like Ken said earlier, that comes with healthier eating. So don't be afraid. Go for it, I want to say.
Right. Well, I want to say thank you. You know, we're coming down to our last minute, and I want to say thank you. And again, this is Michael Collins of Journey to Success Radio, and I'm on the radio show with Johanna Sophia. The title of this program was Raw Food Goes Mainstream. And thank you, Johanna, for sharing your ideas and your lifestyle with the listeners.
Thank you so much for having me, Michael.
In the last minute, is there any one pressing thought you'd like to leave people with, or one thought you'd like to share?
It starts with little steps. No step is too little. If it's in the right direction, it will move you forward. A little package, a little dinner is good in the right direction. So try your next raw food.
Right. And, you know, just to wrap everything up, I've tried Johanna's raw foods, and I have to say that they are excellent. You know, I've tried the the kale, the truffles, the burger bits, I can't think of it right off the top of my head, but they're all good. They're all excellent. And find a store in your neighborhood that carries them. Thank you. We're out of time, and look forward to the next show. Bye. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
So, the show is done?